Welcome to this podcast about Halibut Cove and Ismailov Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Halibut Cove is a small community lining the shores of the Narrows, a protected waterway separating Ismailov Island to the north from the Kenai Peninsula to the south on the southeastern shore of Kachemak Bay, about 20 miles northeast of Seldovia and 11 miles east-southeast of Homer, Alaska. Ismailov Island is actually two islands connected by a sand and gravel spit about 1,300 feet long, historically called Beluga Spit. The island was named for Captain Gerasim Ismailov of the Imperial Russian Navy, who in 1789 was the first European to explore and map the Kenai Peninsula. The community takes its name from the adjacent embayment of Halibut Cove, formed by Ismailov Island on the western shore and the Kenai Peninsula on the eastern shore. The cove was named in 1880 by William H. Dahl while charting the western coast of the Kenai Peninsula for the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey. Dahl also made the first systematic investigations of the peninsula's geology and first noted the contorted chert exposed at Halibut Cove. In 1904, the Harriman expedition visited Kachemak Bay, and Benjamin K. Emerson wrote about the banded chert exposed on the northeastern shore of Halibut Cove that was intruded by light-colored porphyry dikes. These rocks represent the McHugh Complex, which in this area is composed of basalt and chert that developed between the Middle Triassic to Early Cretaceous periods, between 201 and 145 million years ago. Upper Kachemak Bay was historically occupied by the Dena'ina people, an early Athabascan culture of Cook Inlet. One important food source for the Dena'ina was the Pacific herring, one of the most abundant fish species in Alaska. They were caught with rakes or beach seines and sun-dried. The dried fish were consumed locally and were also important for trading with interior peoples. In Kachemak Bay, herrings spawn in early April and prefer kelp-rich shallow water and intertidal areas such as Halibut Cove. The eggs are coated with an adhesive membrane and stick to underwater algae and seagrasses. The Dena'ina gathered and consumed herring eggs on kelp and spruce boughs. In 1914, commercial herring fishing first occurred in Lower Cook Inlet with the development of a gillnet fishery in Kachemak Bay. The preferred method to preserve the fish was by Scotch curing, where the herring were packed into barrels with salt so that the fish were pickled in brine. A full barrel held about 240 gutted and salted fish and weighed 250 pounds. By 1923, during the peak of the fishery, there were 8 salteries operating in Kachemak Bay, with 6 in Halibut Cove, plus a few floating processors. The fishery employed as many as 1,000 people during the height of the season. A community quickly developed around the docks built to accommodate the steamers that arrived to load barrels of salted fish. In 1923, a purse seine fishery in Kachemak Bay began, but after 3 successive years of average annual harvest approaching 8,000 tons, the herring population rapidly declined. By 1927, the herring spawning grounds were destroyed, and by 1928, the herring were gone and the boom was over. Halibut Cove became a ghost town. Only a few tenacious pioneers remained, with a few operating a fox farm on Ismailov Island. The community of Halibut Cove first appeared in the 1940 census with 23 residents. In 1948, Clem Tillian bought a pioneer homestead on Ismailov Island and over many years fostered the development of a community. He started a regular mailboat service with a surplus U.S. Army T-boat named Stormbird and a daily ferry from Homer on a restored herring boat named Danny J. In 1984, the Sultry Restaurant opened in a building on piles overlooking the Narrows. Today, the community supports about 80 residents and a thriving tourist industry, as well as resident artists and oyster farmers. Halibut Cove is accessible only by water, including by boat or float plane, which are weather-dependent. Therefore, a high percentage of homes in Halibut Cove are used seasonally. The community is connected to the state electricity grid and a local hydroelectric facility operated by the Homer Electric Association. In 2000, residents of Halibut Cove had the highest per capita income of any community in Alaska. A few Halibut Cove residents still participate in commercial fisheries as state and federal permit holders, quota account holders in federal catch share fisheries, vessel owners, and crew license holders. However, the number of fishing vessels homeported in Halibut Cove has declined from 22 in 2000 to fewer than 10 in 2020. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.